Hey, listeners, Mike Snyder here, and welcome back to Talking Tech. We've talked a lot about video games lately, and well, we're not done just yet. But today's topic is a bit different. We're talking about kids and video games, and no, we're not going to say this is a bad thing. In fact, just the opposite. But first, let me say that since Brett's out today, I'm joined by one of our technology experts, Jennifer Jolly. Jennifer, welcome to the podcast. Thank you for taking time to join me. And why don't you tell me a bit about what you found recently in reporting on video games and families?
Well, it's a bit of an alternative approach to all of us parents just getting super frustrated when we walk in a room and see our kids staring at a screen. It made me insane when my daughter was going through that. And she used to always say, you know, mom, look at this video game, come play this with me. And I would think I would rather do anything other than play a video game, you know, sit inside on a sunny day playing a video game. But sort of mid-pandemic, parents really started leaning in to the idea of gaming with their kids, and really good things happened as a result.
So, Jennifer, overall, what did families seem to take away from all this? Did they decide to play together and enjoy it, or what do you think?
Yeah, as soon as parents wrap their heads around the idea of, okay, let me just see what my kids are doing. Let me see what all the fuss is about. And they got into Roblox or Fortnite or one of the games that kids are super hot on. They realized, oh, so mid-play, we're on this collaborative mission to do something together, and we're working as a team. And that was a bit of a surprise to a lot of parents. And then they also saw that, hey, when I yell at them to go feed the dog, to drop everything and go feed the dog right this second, like, they saw why that was not always possible and why it was such a bummer. They also really saw how kids were connecting with each other, that this was taking the place of any other sort of social life that these kids had. So we found that a lot of parents used it as a way to bond with their kids. A lot of kids used it as a way to educate their parents. And it brought a lot of families and kids closer together. And I'm talking kids as young as 7 or 8 and as old as 16, 17, 18.
Now, I remember during the pandemic reporting on how families connected online, such as a mom and sister and their daughters who were cousins playing Animal Crossing so they could spend time together. It sounds like you had kids asking parents to play and parents wanting to play with kids and vice versa. Is that right?
Most of the parents had to get dragged into it kicking and screaming. Most of them were not gamers to begin with. When the parent is a gamer to begin with, like Joel Willis of The Dad Gaming, that was sort of a no-brainer for everyone involved. And what he told me was he grew up as a gamer, and then he set aside gaming to raise kids. And it was the pandemic where he was like, wait, we can all do something we love together. But it was the other parents, like Colin's mom or Brooke, who would rather, you know, Brooke was like, I would rather do, you know, I'd rather go for a bike ride. I'd rather bake cookies. But, you know, you can only bake so many cookies during a pandemic. And her stepson had moved to another city. And she said, have you ever tried to talk to a 12-year-old boy over a video call? It's, you know, one word answers.
Right.
And I mean, have you ever tried just talking to a 12-year-old boy, even at the dinner table, or 12-year-old girl for that matter? It's, you know, right. Yes, no. So video games became a common language. And she said, now 2 hours will go by and she'll be like, oh my God, we've just spent 2 hours playing this game and I've loved every second of it. And while you're in that game together, so how did school go today? So tell me about this. And they found that their kids were opening up to all the other aspects of their lives that they had been really closed off about before.
Now, do you think that were there any changes in rules or boundaries parents might set among those who participated in this?
The rules and boundaries became a lot more, again, that word collaborative. It was like parents understood the video games and what that was doing for the kids a lot more. So there was still, hey, it's not going to be unlimited screen time. You know, we're still going to turn off our Wi-Fi at night. But they were a little bit more open to if it's an hour or two, that wasn't quite as scary as before. Mm-hmm. One of the teens told me, all we ever did was argue before we started gaming together. And now we game together and it's like we're friends again. And, you know, it's not like, I know that there's backlash, like, hey, you're not supposed to be friends with your kids and all of that. But just having some peace and an activity that you enjoy doing together, we as parents, we know how great that is. And I think it really opened a lot of parents up to the idea that gaming isn't all bad. It isn't all that, you know, as I wrote in the piece, it's not, you know, sitting in a glassy-eyed in a puddle of your own drool for hours on end. It can really be a positive experience.
Very cool. Now, as someone who's not a parent, I kind of have to let my wife know that I'm not turning into a pile of goo while I play games for my job. But and folks, the names that Jennifer's dropping, all these folks are in her story, which is available on tech.usatoday.com. Well, so a takeaway from this, do you think there are some of these folks that had family gaming experiences during the pandemic, you think some of that might continue?
Absolutely. Now the trick is going to be, now that the world opens back up again, are kids getting a healthy dose of in-person socialization as well? So that's going to be the next area to kind of navigate. And we're seeing that there's a bit of a course correction from all screen time all the time to going back to some rules and going outside, especially now that it's summertime. So parents are navigating that. But yeah, I think it truly is kind of that golden age of gaming. And it just gives parents and kids one more activity to do together.
And what's in, and as someone who covers gaming regularly, there's so many ways to game now. Just as you said, it doesn't have to be a big TV game, but it can be. I mean, you've got consoles you can play. You can play on your phones. You can play on tablets. And there's a lot of family-oriented co-op games that are out there. So, folks, if you're interested, read Jennifer's story. Our other stories that Brett Molina and I do often tell you about games you can play with your family. Anything else you didn't get to tell us about the story you want to touch on, Jennifer?
Well, I was reading through the Dad Gaming Facebook site, and I mentioned that in the article too, how Joel Willis of The Dad, which is a humorous lifestyle website, he started this whole Dad Gaming Network, and it grew. I'm going back to find the numbers. It went from the very beginning of the pandemic to, you know, a dozen people to 3 million people, 110,000 followers across four channels, 11 Facebook groups. So I was reading some of their reactions to this article, and they just felt like this was the best story, the best news any of them had ever read, because there is this huge community that really believes in this as a bonding experience. I also mentioned in the article that studies show correlations between unchecked time. That's really the key point here, online, and depression, anxiety, obesity, aggression, and even addiction. Of course, I was lambasted over that because these people are all into gaming, but you do have to do everything with moderation. And I think that that's important to remember. You have to have rules. Some of these gamers do point out how toxic the gaming world can be. Yeah. So there's some general rules about chat settings and age restrictions and going through your kids' friends list, making sure that they actually know those people in real life. There are some rules of the road that you should definitely take into account as well.
Certainly. Listeners, you have any stories you want to share about family gaming or other questions about this topic, advice you might need? We can always revisit it in the future. Just let me know on Twitter at Mike Schneider. Please don't forget to subscribe and rate us or leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere you get your podcasts. You've been listening to Talking Tech. We'll be back tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.